Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Tuesday, but it feels like a Wednesday in the Packers world because they play on Saturday. And the Packers return to the practice field sort of today. A bit of a walkthrough environment, according to LaFleur, who we did hear from earlier this afternoon, saying that Jordan Love, yes, is still in the concussion protocol. However, he was a limited participant in practice, i.e. walkthrough, which is an encouraging sign, certainly heading in the right direction. If he were not practicing, not participating in any realm, shape, or form, that would be concerning. But the fact that he was out there is certainly encouraging news, heading in the right direction. Nothing's for sure. Doesn't mean that he's a lock to play, but certainly would suggest that there's a chance, at least, of Jordan Love being out there on Saturday night, which obviously is a huge deal for a team that needs to win, and they're in the playoffs. That's right. The NFL releasing the playoff scenarios this afternoon. Win and they're in. That's a pretty sweet place to be, even after all the heartache of the last couple weeks. Packers just take care of business, and they're in the playoffs. With, yes, still a chance to even win the division. They win out. Chicago loses the next two. The North is the Packers. But, of course, that is all down the line. It doesn't really matter a whole hell of a lot if the Packers don't take care of business on Saturday night. Last home game of the year. It's going to be an exciting vibe, scene, what have you there at Lambeau. Got to think throughout the day, but certainly Saturday night. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Got to put this two-game losing streak to bed. Put it behind us and get ready for a run from the Green Bay Packers. And yes, I've seen your negativity or dismissiveness, and I understand it, people, but I still think this is a team that can do some damage in the playoffs and maybe surprise a whole hell of a lot of people. They've got the talent. They've got the means. They just have to be a hell of a lot more consistent, especially at the end of these games. But that's neither here nor there. What I think doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot. I'm here to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. And before I do so, you guys know the drill. I got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. With ThetaCare Orthopedic Care, championship level care is delivered to every fan and every athlete. Whether you're dealing with a nagging injury or recovering from surgery, the ThetaCare team is ready to help you heal smart and get back in the game. Because in Wisconsin, folks play hard and recover harder. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, let's get to it. What's on your mind? What are people thinking about, talking about? T-Champ starting us off. Did Dobbs flub cost Malik Willis money on Saturday? With a Willis W, Willis would have gotten tons of media coverage, boosting 26 contract prospects, plus no shoulder injury since they'd be running to kill the clock. I don't think the shoulder wouldn't be an issue, because if he were to leave in free agency this offseason, it'll be healed up by then, and teams won't have any issues about that. I suspect no. I mean, I understand the narratives of if they win that game, there's a hell of a lot more talk about Malik, but certainly it's not like Malik has gone unnoticed, and certainly hasn't gone unnoticed by people in personnel groups around the league. Any pro personnel person, any GM worth their salt, has certainly noted the work that Malik has done, not just this season, but last season in particular, in those first couple starts on a very short calendar. It's very clear, and you heard Matt, if you watched his presser today, talk about his receptiveness and how hard they've been on him regarding his footwork and things like that, and he has taken the coaching. All of that is being noted by personnel folks around the league. So we talked about this a little bit on Carry the G Radio earlier this afternoon with Billy, and if you haven't listened, I encourage you to do so, because, you know, Billy brought it up. Like he said, you know, do you think there's a chance that they can re-sign him? And I actually don't, because I'm pretty confident there are going to be at least a handful of teams that are going to be ready to sign him, maybe not as a long-term answer at the position, but certainly as a bridge quarterback. I could totally see him going someplace like Miami, where they already lean on the running game. McDaniels certainly has a scheme that is similar, adjacent to what LaFleur is doing. I just think that that possibility is going to be there for him. And as lovely as it is, and as great as it is, to have a quarterback who comes in off the bench cold and you do not miss a beat offensively, as far as you have a way of working with him and your offense knows how to adjust with him under center, it's a rare thing and it's worth a lot, no question about it. but there's just not a pathway for the Packers to afford what other teams are undoubtedly going to be willing to offer on the open market, which is where he and his agent undoubtedly will want to steer things, you know, and that's no slight on Green Bay. I'm sure he's really enjoyed his time here, but he is going to get paid, unfortunately. And it doesn't matter, you know, Saturday's game, the outcome of it, that is not going to be what's talked about. What's going to be talked about, at least in personnel meetings, is his work on in the entirety of his work in the Packers offense, which has been impressive. Jerry, what's up, man? Jordan heading in the right direction. Get it? He's here all week. Tip your waitress. Try the veal. E4, what's going on, man? The skill level from coaches to players is there for this team to make the playoffs, but can they put the last two games behind them? That's a, you know, not a ridiculous question. I do wonder about the headspace here inside 1265 Lombardi, both coaching and players. I highly encourage everyone to read Spoon's column in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning or at PackersNews.com. Not for the parallels to the 2010 season that he drew, although we talked about that a little bit on Watch Party. But the idea being, like, they still have everything in front of them, and they certainly have the talent and the coaches to do it. But the team needs to buy into that idea, you know, and they can't let these last 2 weeks let them, you know, sink into themselves and give up the ghost, so to speak. They have to buy in to LaFleur and company and what they think they can do and accomplish together as a unit. And that's easily said. It's a little trickier to do after you're coming off two really devastating losses, the way they've clearly lost their best player and Micah Parsons, and a bunch of other injuries that they're still dealing with. You know, Zach Tom, Evan Williams remain out, though LaFleur did say they're heading in the right direction, they're getting healthier. But yeah, it's a lot to juggle, but they can still do it, especially, again, if Jordan starts on Saturday night. That's the first step. Jeff Jones, what's going on, man? When pick six? Asking for a friend, Mary Cheesehead. When pick six? You mean when is there going to be a pick six? Whenever Xavier McKinney decides to hold on to the football. Three dropped interceptions in the last two games. Hang on to the ball, buddy. Come on. Remember last year when you had all those interceptions to start the season? Let's get back to that. Let's get back to holding on to these gifts that quarterbacks are giving you. Dustin, what's going on, man? My friend and I have been planning to attend this game for 3.5 years. Can't wait to watch him melt down as his Ravens lose. So tell Matt, go Pack, go, please. Yeah, I don't tell Matt too much during the season. But certainly, always great when you're with a friend and you're on opposite ends of the cheering spectrum and you can come out victorious and the Packers hand you that. That's certainly a great, great night when that happens. Brett, onside kick PTSD has to be a medical diagnosis at this point. Certainly in the greater Wisconsin area, I'll tell you that. Certainly the way that every single time they ever line up for an onside kick to receive one, every single Packers fan has always remembered 2014, but now we'll also have that Bears game, both of them in the back of their mind every single time. You hate it, but it's part of the gig now. Schaefer Show, what's going on, man? Look at you. Come on, let's do it. Quit sleeping on this team just due to injuries. We are about to destroy our competitors' will to live. Okay, I'll take a win, but yes, certainly. Yes, let's go with that. No doubt about it. They certainly can. Can they close the deal? They're winning these last two games. Had the ability to crush their opponent's will to live, and they wilted. As Corey lamented yesterday on Packer Transplants, where are the closers on this team? And what I talked about was these frontline core members of their team have to play better and have to be better in the most kind of high-leverage situations. You can't have Romeo Doubs flubbing an onside kick. You can't have Keyshawn Nixon busting a coverage to allow the Bears to tie the game. You cannot do it. Those are your core players that have to step up when the game is on the line, especially when you have the backups coming in and shining, whether it is Malik Willis, whether it is Emmanuel Wilson, 5 yards a pop. You know, Javon Bullard playing the safety role for Evan Williams, where he's played precious little this season. Outstanding performance from Javon Bullard. You know, the backup dude stepping into roles where the frontline guys have gone down, they're doing their job. But your regular starters, especially at the end of these games, are screwing up. Xavier McKinney, hold on to the ball. It's a totally different game. That's, to me, the number one thing this team has to rectify. That, figure out how to score in the red zone. Those two things, ball game for the next 5 games, win the Super Bowl, have a parade. That's very easy for me to say. They have to do it without question. Evil Badger, what's going on, man? I know I'm an Eeyore, Ryan W., but do you think the Packers need to make a deep run in the playoffs to save Matt LaFleur's and Goody's job? ESPN Wisconsin talking heads believe that scenario. Well, yes, but ESPN Wisconsin has been beating the drum about firing these dudes for like 2 years, so I'm not surprised. Only one who can answer that question is Ed Policy, and no one knows what Ed Policy's thinking. Is it possible? Sure. It's also possible that aliens may land on the planet and go, the Green Bay Packers are now representatives of the Milky Way in an intergalactic football league. Both are possible, but I don't know if either's going to happen. We just have to let it play out. Deep playoff run? What if they're one and done? Man, talk to Ed. I think so much of it is going to be how they operate and what they look like. I tell you what. If they take a total dive here these next 2 weeks and look like they have the last 2 weeks at the end of these games and screw games up and piss shit away, maybe time for a conversation with Ed. Maybe time. Maybe he says, I want my own guy in there. It's entirely possible. But only Ed knows. You know, I wouldn't presume to guess. We don't have any kind of track record to work with when it comes to how Policy wants to operate. I know what he said last offseason, but outside of that, only he knows, man. So when ESPN Wisconsin is beating the drum, well, if this doesn't happen, he's going to, they don't know. Nobody knows. You know, we'll see. We'll find out. Let it play out. Oh, what else we got? Soder! Speaking of yours, how you doing, buddy? I have never seen a Packer team so adept at finding creative ways to lose. So far, Philly is the only team that, quote, beat them. I mean, what's so funny is right above your comment here on my stream where I see all of the platforms, Orlando has said they lose to themselves. Both are saying the same thing, and you're not wrong. You're absolutely correct. They have beaten themselves, whether with outright, you know, mistakes at the end of these games, special teams blunders. You know, they could be 12-2 right now. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's hard. It's very hard when you're looking at a team with the promise and potential that this team has to have it fighting for its playoff life here with 2 weeks left. It's very unfortunate. Now, there are circumstances and context built into that. Of course, there always is. But ultimately, you are judged by what happens between the white lines. You are judged by those results in the win-loss column. A lot on the line here in these next couple weeks. Let's just say that. Bailey, thank you for the super sticker, though I suspect you meant to chat something. He says, Merry Christmas, everyone. Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Hope we're all going to be with people we love and cherish and, you know, we don't bicker too much with over this holiday season. I know I will be, so hope you're going to be having a great time. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you have a lovely time. Merry Christmas, everybody. Isaiah, what's going on, man? Oh, man. Why do people do this to me? Hey, Nags, random question. How great of a Super Bowl would it have been in 08 if Favre didn't throw that pick and Packers make it? I was 11 at the time and cried for hours. Thanks. Go, Pack, go. Well, here's the thing, Isaiah. I'm of the opinion, and I know others... mileage may vary here, but I'm pretty certain the Packers would have lost that Super Bowl. So, you know, yes, it would have been great to make it. I would have been elated, but, you know, that team that they were facing, the Giants were very well suited to beating that team. in a way the Packers were not. So that's probably copium. I'm probably telling myself that to make it hurt a little less, but it would have been a great Super Bowl, man. Any Super Bowl with Favre would be amazing. The fact we got two of them is incredible. But yeah, it's something that I haven't really thought of too much about because, like I said, the Giants were the type of team that it could rush for, you know, Strahan and company up front, allowing them to play tons of different coverages in the back. That was the type of team it was going to take to beat the Pats, the undefeated Pats at that, in that Super Bowl. So, like I said, I don't lose too much sleep about it. Oh, what's up, Jerry? Red zone keys are Golden and Watson. Well, Watson, I totally agree with. Golden, I have no idea. I have no clue, man. At this point, you could tell me Matthew Golden is an elaborate prank being played on us by 1265 Lombardi, and I'd be right. I'd be like, yep, makes total sense. You wait 20-plus years to draft a wide receiver in the first round, and then you ignore him when he's clearly got all the talent in the world. Genius, guys. Fucking hilarious. Tell me another one. I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of seeing the flashes and the obvious talent being completely discarded and wasted and ignored. Like, great. Let's keep losing games and ignoring our obviously explosive playmaker on offense. Because we got to get Romeo Doubs involved? Come on. I'm over it. Joe, what's up? Are the refs any better in this intergalactic league? Most likely not. They're probably being shipped in from Coruscant, as it were, you know, and people are trying to, like, bribe them, you know, some petty vindictiveness most likely settling in. I doubt it. I you're probably, you know, still fighting against, you know, the team you're playing and the refs. That would be my guess anyway. Jeezy baby, what's up? I still want the division, Nags. I want it. All these Bear fans need to feel pain like us. Let's make the double doink feel like a little pinch compared. I'm with you, but I really just need the Packers to beat the Ravens. We need to get that winning feeling back, a little momentum heading into the final week and hopefully the playoffs, right? I get it, man. You're not wrong as far as wanting to make the Bears fans kind of eat some pie after this win that took a minor miracle for them to pull off, right? Now they're acting like they won the Super Bowl, which is fine. I get it. They're not used to beating the Packers, so they got to celebrate, right? Understandable. But let's beat the Ravens. That's where I'm at. Jason, what's up, man? Merry Christmas from Dublin, Ireland. Merry Christmas from New York City. Thanks for checking out the stream all the way across the pond there. E4, what's going on? Start strong, finish strong. Just saying. It'd be nice. It'd be a nice change of pace. How about that? FMCH, how you doing, man? Jordan Love revenge tour incoming. Random Packer, Bernardo Harris. Man, you know, God bless Bernardo Harris. We need some Bernardo Harris on this team. We need a Bernardo Harris. Someone tell the guys in the locker room. We need a little Bernardo Harris vibe somewhere on the roster. Zerker 85 elbow. What's up, man? Nags, on one hand, I see the Lions missing the playoffs and realize how hard our sustained success is. But man, I just want to get over the top instead of always being the bridesmaid, but never the bride. Well, here's the thing, man. They were most likely going to be exactly that, getting over the top, if Michael Parsons doesn't go down. You know, now they're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight for it, along with all the other injuries, making it more difficult. And look, I understand injuries aren't an excuse, et cetera, but they're a reality, whether you want to classify them as an excuse or not. So I totally understand, dude. I get it. It is beyond frustrating every single flipping year. You know, the last 2 years, 7 seed. This year, lining up for a 7 seed. Now, still a chance at the division, right? Could have sealed it. You didn't shit the bed the last 2 minutes on Saturday night, but that's where they are now. But yeah, the Lions situation is instructive. It is not easy, you know, and what's crazy is Campbell admitting that after they lost the NFC Championship game to the 49ers 2 years ago, right? When he said, this might have been it, fellas. You know, and that's the reality of the league, and that is why you are very lucky you're a Packers fan. shit is hard, man, and the Packers make it look a lot easier than it is. No doubt about it. Joe, what's up, man? If Matt LaFleur had prime driver or Jordy or Jennings, would they be 700-yard receivers? You mean as opposed to 1,000-yard receivers? I mean, somebody would. But, you know, who's in and out in certain situations? Who's injured? You know, are they playing all 16/17 games? Some context there. But I do go back to my interview with Jordy Nelson two summers ago when he talked about one of the reasons he was so successful on that deep post corner route or corner post route that they used to run with Rodgers is because he never came off the field. These guys come off the field every other play. You know, one of the ways you can beat a DB or fool the safety is you're there every game, every down, blocking. And then all of a sudden you're gone and they think, oh, here he comes again to block me. And you're just running past him. But that's not part of this offense, unfortunately. Jerry, what's up? Gary is a ghost. Now, okay, in defense of Gary, if you go back and actually watch that game on Saturday night, he does affect the quarterback a number of times. What's frustrating is that when the quarterback escapes the pocket, you can see him jogging, you know, downshifting. And this is the guy who used to be the high-effort dude. So that, yeah, is supremely disappointing. Like, to the point where I do question whether he'll be on the team next year. Because you can't have that. You know, he plays the run well, doing his job in regards to the run. But you don't pay guys what they're paying him because they set the edge well. You've got a lot of guys on the roster that can do that. You know what I mean? All right, everybody, I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Care of the G Club members here on YouTube and Patreon members, don't forget, happy hour at the top of the hour. The information is on your respective pages. Everybody, please hit like, hit subscribe. And I saw some folks asking earlier about scheduling this week. Going to play it somewhat by ear. I will definitely be doing a chat tomorrow. I may do a chat on Christmas, though I'm not sure yet. But I'll definitely be doing one on Friday. So just stay tuned. Make sure you're checking out the channel. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.